American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 3B. Hello again. Open your book to the activities for Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences.
Number 1. Soil. Soil. Farmers plant their crops in good soil. Number 2. Fertile. Fertile. This land is very fertile. The crops grown on it are abundant. Number 3. Dissolve. Dissolve. Sugar dissolves in tea. It loses its solid form and becomes liquid. Number 4. Penetrate. Penetrate. A bullet can penetrate a person's body. Number 5. Saturate. Saturate. When he jogs, sweat saturates his t-shirt. Number 6. Moisture. Moisture. It's very dry today. There's no moisture in the air. Number 7. Saturated. Saturated. The mop is saturated. It won't absorb any more water. Number 8. Precipitation. Precipitation. Rain, sleet, and snow are forms of precipitation. Number 9. Excessive. Excessive. This is an excessive amount of rice. I only need 20 pounds, not a ton. Number 10. Reservoir. Reservoir. A reservoir was built to hold the city's drinking water. Number 11. Exceed. Exceed. If you exceed the speed limit, you may get a ticket. Number 12. Excess. Excess. We have an excess of apples on our trees. We're giving them away. Number 13. Accumulate. Accumulate. She's accumulating stamps for her collection. Number 14. Well. Well. We had to drill the well 300 feet deep before we found water.
Go to Figure 2. Listen to a reading. Don't write.
certain factors must be present in order to raise plentiful crops. First, farmers should have good soil. The land can be made more fertile by adding fertilizers to it. Sometimes, fertilizers come in the form of chemicals. These are dissolved in water and spread on the ground. Good soil permits water to penetrate it and saturate it. However, good soil is not the only factor necessary to get an abundant crop. Sufficient moisture in the soil must also be present. The land should be saturated with water often. It would be nice to have plentiful and constant precipitation during the planting and growing seasons. However, farmers, like the rest of us, never know when rainfall will be sufficient, insufficient, or excessive. The construction of reservoirs is one way of dealing with this variation in precipitation. Water is stored in reservoirs when rainfall exceeds local needs. The excess is accumulated and used when necessary. Wells are also dug to provide water in some areas.
Listen to the paragraph again. This time, write the missing words on the lines.
Certain factors must be present in order to raise plentiful crops. First, farmers should have good soil. The land can be made more fertile by adding fertilizers to it. Sometimes, fertilizers come in the form of chemicals. These are dissolved in water and spread on the ground. Good soil permits water to penetrate it and saturate it. However, good soil is not the only factor necessary to get an abundant crop. Sufficient moisture in the soil must also be present. The land should be saturated with water often. It would be nice to have plentiful and constant precipitation during the planting and growing seasons. However, farmers, like the rest of us, never know when rainfall will be sufficient, insufficient, or excessive. The construction of reservoirs is one way of dealing with this variation in precipitation. Water is stored in reservoirs when rainfall exceeds local needs. The excess is accumulated and used when necessary. Wells are also dug to provide water in some areas.
Now let's check your spelling.
Soil. S-O-I-L. Fertile. F-E-R-T-I-L-E. Dissolved. D-I-S-S-O-L-V-E-D. Penetrate. P-E-N-E-T-R-A-T-E. Saturate. S-A-T-U-R-A-T-E. Moisture. M-O-I-S-T-U-R-E. Saturated. S-A-T-U-R-A-T-E-D. Precipitation. P-R-E-C-I-P-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. Excessive. E-X-C-E-S-S-I-V-E. Reservoirs. R-E-S-E-R-V-O-I-R-S. Exceeds. E-X-C-E-E-D-S. Excess. E-X-C-E-S-S. Accumulated. A-C-C-U-M-U-L-A-T-E-D. Wells. Capital W-E-L-L-S.
Go to figure 3. Repeat the words and sentences.
Number 1. Fluent. Fluent. Julian is fluent in Spanish and English. Number 2. Principal. Principal. Mrs. Smith is the principal of the school. Number 3. Condense. Condense. The article needs to be condensed. It's too long. Number 4. Especially. Especially. He likes all vegetables, but he's especially fond of carrots.
Now look at figure 4. These are sentences or parts of sentences. Please read them. Match the sentences you hear to the sentences in your book.
Number 1. I'm not in charge of the school. Number 2. Sam hates getting up early. Number 3. The report is too long. Number 4. Don speaks just a little Japanese.
Let's check your answers.
Letter A is number 3. Letter B is number 4. Letter C is number 1. Letter D is number 2.
Go to figure 5. Listen to a reading and look at the outline in your book. Don't write.
Airplanes can be divided into 3 major types. The first type is the general aviation airplane. This type of airplane has different uses. Small single-engine ones are used for sports and hobbies. Both small single-engine and multi-engine planes are used for business purposes. One purpose is to spread insecticides from the air. Another purpose is to carry doctors, food, and other supplies to hard-to-reach places. The second type is the military airplane. Very small ones are used to teach flying. There are also large 8-engine bombers. In addition, there are fighter planes that carry guns and missiles. The third type is the commercial passenger airplane. Millions of people use these planes to travel within their countries or to other countries. These jets vary in size.
Listen to the paragraph again. This time there will be pauses at the end of each sentence for you to write. Write the important words. You can complete your outline when the tape ends.
Airplanes can be divided into 3 major types. The first type is the general aviation airplane. This type of airplane has different uses. Small single-engine ones are used for sports and hobbies. Both small single-engine and multi-engine planes are used for business purposes. One purpose is to spread insecticides from the air. Another purpose is to carry doctors, food, and other supplies to hard-to-reach places. The second type is the military airplane. Very small ones are used to teach flying. There are also large 8-engine bombers. In addition, there are fighter planes that carry guns and missiles. The third type is the commercial passenger airplane. Millions of people use these planes to travel within their countries or to other countries. These jets vary in size.
Complete your outline, then check it on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of Tape 3B, Book 24.
Thank you.